Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoicom. Ever feel like your words are just ricocheting off people? Like you're speaking a different language in the middle of a conversation? I'm talking about those moments where communication goes south, leaving you feeling frustrated, misunderstood, or even just plain exhausted. Today, we're diving into something super important. Practicing mindful communication for stronger, more fulfilling relationships. Think of it like this. Your words are powerful tools. You can build bridges with them, or accidentally throw grenades. But the good news is, learning to communicate mindfully isn't about becoming a robotic diplomat. It's about being present, intentional, and genuinely listening, which, let's be honest, we could all use a little more of, right? So, what does mindful communication actually look like? Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your conversations. First up, active listening is your superpower. It's not just about hearing the words, it's about truly absorbing what someone's saying. Imagine yourself as a sponge, soaking up their emotions, thoughts, and even unspoken cues. Pay attention to their body language, tone of voice. Those little things often speak volumes. When you actively listen, you show respect and create a safe space for open communication. Next, be mindful of your own triggers. You know those things that set you off? Those knee-jerk reactions that can derail a conversation in seconds. Recognizing your triggers is the first step to managing them. Take a deep breath, pause before responding, and try to approach the situation with calm awareness instead of letting emotions run wild. Remember, staying cool under pressure is a sign of true strength, not weakness. Think before you speak. It sounds simple, but it's powerful stuff. Before blurting out your thoughts, take a moment to consider your words carefully. Are they kind? Constructive? Helpful? Would you want to hear them said to you? Sometimes, simply pausing for a few seconds can make all the difference in avoiding unnecessary conflict or hurt feelings. Embrace I statements. You know how saying you always can sound accusatory and put people on the defensive? Using I statements helps you express your feelings and needs without blaming or attacking. For example, instead of saying you never listen to me, try I feel unheard when I'm not given a chance to share my thoughts. See the difference? It's all about focusing on your own experience and fostering understanding. Finally, practice empathy. This is where things get really interesting. Empathy means stepping into someone else's shoes and trying to see the world from their perspective. Even if you don't agree with them, make an effort to understand their feelings and motivations. It might surprise you how much this simple act can strengthen your connection and create a more compassionate dialogue. Let me tell you about a time when I really put mindful communication into practice. So, remember that friend who always seems to be late for everything? Well, we were supposed to meet for lunch last week, and guess what? They were running behind yet again. My first instinct was to get annoyed, right? But then, I remembered our Stoic Calm mantra. Stay calm, understand, respond. Instead of letting frustration take over, I took a deep breath, reminded myself that everyone has their own struggles, and sent a simple text saying, "No worries, just taking a little extra time to enjoy my coffee. Looking forward to catching up soon." The outcome? Well, they arrived feeling genuinely apologetic, we had a great conversation, and no drama. Remember, mindful communication isn't about perfection, it's about progress. It takes practice, patience, and a willingness to be present in your interactions. But trust me, the payoff is worth it. Imagine relationships filled with deeper understanding, stronger connections, and less stress. That's the power of mindful communication. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing today. Take those 5 key takeaways and weave them into your everyday conversations. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from some mindful communication magic, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. Let's build a world where words connect us instead of divide us. Until next time, stay calm, stay connected, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.